This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
University District Buffalo Common Council member Rashid Wyatt joining me on the WBEN Live Line. We're talking about the DJ Granville investigation, which came up before council members yesterday. And I just got to ask, Rashid, why is it taking so long for answers in this investigation for the council?
Susan, that's a huge question. We don't understand, but to me, it seems as though there's some type of cover-up. And the unfortunate thing is that we've been talking about trusting the police and creating better relationships, but this is not one way to do it. And we have too many incidents like this that people are asking questions, and then they look at the elected officials as if we're part of the issue. Well, I'm not part of the issue. I think everyone wants justice. Everyone wants fairness. But this case from the very beginning was unfair. And all the parties that are involved in it, sisters-in-laws and other police officers, it just stinks of corruption. And it's unfortunate because we're all fighting to try to create a level playing field where people see the police in a different light. Well, it's very, very hard to do it when you let someone escape in a situation like this where everyone is hiding and no one is wanting to come forward. When I heard the district attorney in Niagara County said that the police officers that were here seeing refused to say anything. Come on. Come on. There was no body cam video. Come on. So I don't think it takes Stevie Wonder to see what's going on here, and it's unfortunate. And the fact that we waited through recess in August and that they're unavailable to come to meet with us in September, it's just ridiculous. And I tried to push my colleagues to force something to happen. Unfortunately, I'm only one voice, and it just seems like it's playing out. They want to run out the clock. They want everyone to take their mind off of this. But for me, I'm on the Police Oversight Committee, and I will continue to push for answers for the people, because that's what our job is. You know, we just can't let just one person, because of their relationship, get away with something. And it's so interesting. I saw on the news last night, the acting mayor said, we're going to be quite pleased when the report comes out. Well, do you know the report? You know what's going to be said in it? We don't know anything. We've been in the dark for the entire time of this whole situation. So it's a very, very unfortunate situation, and it's not a thing that we want to do if we're talking about better policing. I know during the campaign we had officers going to people's homes, knocking on doors and all this stuff. Well, what's happening now?
Well, I do have to ask, though, Commissioner Wright was not commissioner at the time of the incident. So how important is his testimony before the council?
Well, he's the commissioner now. And so I think it's important for him to search for the answers. He wasn't the commissioner at the time. But I think what Councilmember Rivera has been pushing for and what was said yesterday during our meeting is that we subpoena these folks and they bring them in, the previous commissioner and the current commissioner. But at the end of the day, he hasn't been forthcoming whatever he knows, because he's come before us and done the same thing that the officers have done, kind of stonewalled us. And so it's, again, it seems as though it's a cover up. And like I said, I don't think it takes Stevie Wonder to see what's going on.
Is this blue wall of silence leading to more distrust of police in the city today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I see it on Facebook all the time where people are talking about various incidents with police officers. I see it in the lawsuits that come before us that we have to pay out. Yes, it's a part of that. And again, they get to walk away. You know, we talk about the streets and the no snitching. Well, there's a code of silence within the police department. It's similar. And so how can we complain on one hand and not complain on the other? You know, and so this is the type of stuff that, again, continues to erode the trust of police and the relationships with community people, that we have these types of incidents that, you know, get to a heightened issue that seems as though, again, we're all complicit. We all agree with it. Well, this council member doesn't, and I know a couple of my colleagues don't, but I really think that we may get to the point where we may have to subpoena people and get them in to answer questions, and I'm up for that. I think we should have did that a long time ago. I think we gave them a long enough time to make some decisions. This has been over almost 2 years. How do we continue to let this thing get pushed down the road until the clock runs out where no one's paying attention? Then we can have something. The fact of the matter is, Susan, quite honestly, the case is kind of over already. This guy's been given a misdemeanor, and there's nothing else we can do. We can't go back and recharge him. So he's going to walk with his pension and all that good stuff. And there's really nothing we can do other than get the facts of what actually happened. But it's nothing that can happen to him at this point that we can, that we're aware of. And it just seems like everyone is moving so slowly. I know we sent a letter to the state AG. We sent a letter to the governor. And, you know, it just seems as though, you know, hey, we'll try to get around to it.
Do you expect the state attorney general to take this case to open up an investigation?
I don't have any insights on it. I'm hoping that it will be something. I mean, the state AG, the police should not be policing themselves. So I would think that this could be right in her wheelhouse for her to come in and say something about this, because we don't want this. This is the problem that why we can't get information from residents because of corruption and those types of things. It seems like there's always these cover-ups. And sometimes it seems as though we're making up things, but no, we can't make this up. This happened, and it seems as though we're trying to just run the clock out so it goes away. So I'm hopeful that she will take this up.
And were you disappointed to hear Mayor Scanlon yesterday defending police on this?
Absolutely. But you know that he's part of the system. You know, it's certain pieces that you just have to be honest about. You just can't hide the truth. You know, when he said that he's a friend, you know, when he came out and said that, I'm like, okay, well, there it goes. You know, he's a friend. Well, if friends are lying, if friends are distrustful, if friends are not telling the truth, then we have to say that. You know, I don't have friends that I can just go and lie for. I'm not going to. Because, again, we're part of a bigger system. And I think that, again, we are all tied into the same thing. People have said that they felt like the elected officials are a part of this. Well, it's unfortunate that that's what they feel, because the council knew nothing about this, nothing. And so for the acting mayor to say that, and you know the relationship with Granville and his family, he's a friend, all this type of stuff, it just screams of corruption and dishonesty, and that's why people feel the way he feels about elected officials and of the police.
Well, Rashid, thanks for taking the time this morning for us.
Thank you for having me, Susan.
Rashid Wyatt, University District Council member in Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.